Mike Brown. And Mike, congratulations, man of the match today. We'll come to your display in a moment, but for Quinns to make it 12 out of 12 in all competitions this year at another place where historically they just don't come and win, you must be thrilled.
Yeah, definitely, we knew this was going to be a hard place to come and get a win, and Gloucester are a great team, but yeah, we didn't play that well last week, so we've been working hard on our defence especially this week, and it paid off.
Yeah, I mean, there were periods, I think, particularly, well, when you were down to 14 men, and also in the second half, where I think Gloucester had about 70-75% possession at one point, but to be able to soak all of that up, stand firm, and put in key big hits at all the important points as well.
Yeah, like I said before, the guys have been working really hard, and then when we got into their A zone, we were ruthless and came away with points.
Yeah, to score three tries, obviously, at a place like this as well, given those statistics, that sort of cutting edge of the team all season has been terrific.
Yeah, we've been working really hard on that, and that's one of our buzzwords, ruthlessness. And yeah, we've been showing that this season, but that comes from hard work on and off the field, individually and as a team, and it's paying off at the moment. But as soon as we knock off with that hard work, we'll fall short, so we know we've got to keep working.
And teamwork and camaraderie are obviously so key, and you can just see from the boys when they come out to the game and even now celebrating afterwards, there's a great unit here, isn't there now?
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere, another year on where the boys have been together. We've got a great academy set up, and I think that shows as well, and there's a lot of lads that have been together for a few years now, myself, Chris Robshaw, Jordan Turner Hall. So yeah, we just keep working hard, and I thought the forwards were outstanding today and worked hard.
I mean, all of the guys you've just listed are still relatively early to mid-career at best, and as Conor O'Shea has mentioned upstairs in the press conference, the journey that the side's on with people re-signing and committing their futures, you know, this is hopefully the start of something, isn't it?
Yeah, the guys are re-signing, which is good for the club, and I think that shows that they're enjoying being at this club, and long may it continue, and homegrown talent as well, which is re-signing, plus the Mo Fassifalus, which is a great addition to the clubs as well.
And in terms of your own display, again, man of the match today, you've been putting in these kind of performances for an awful long time now, but maybe even this season, perhaps people are starting to wake up and notice them a bit more.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm just working hard, and obviously my goal is to get back in the England setup. But, you know, that comes from working hard, and also the team working hard and playing well. So as long as we keep winning, then, you know, they can't ignore me forever.
And your own try scoring has been quite prolific this season. And today, again, you saw the gap and you sliced through it.
Yeah, the boys up front worked hard. We'd been practicing that move this week, and yeah, the boys just stuck to their job, and I was lucky enough to be on the end of it and saw the gap and just nipped over under the sticks.
And I suppose just generally it's a case, isn't it, the more you put yourself in the shop window by helping your club, by, you know, being part of a cohesive team unit, if that leads to other things, you're putting yourself in that position, it's all you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I've got that main goal, but, you know, I put that to the back of my mind, work hard with Connor, work hard with the players.